If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Sashir!
Nicole!
Happy June 29th!
Happy June 29th to you too.
Oh my God, isn't today a nice day?
Yeah. I like your Beyonce wig you have going on.
Thank you. So I had this wig made about, I guess, 10 years ago at this point, and had very chunky highlights in it. Mm-hmm. And chunky highlights, they went out of fashion.
Right.
So I stopped wearing it, but guess what's back?
Chunky highlights?
Yes, bitch.
Nice.
They're back, baby.
That's nice that you kept it long enough that for the trend to come back.
I keep everything for so long that I feel like everything I own will come back in fashion at some point.
That is a good point. I think so.
You know, maybe my stretchy, waisted, high-rise mom jeans will be back in style soon.
I feel like those kind of never go out of style, right?
I don't know. I had some wardrobe lady be like, do you really want to wear those? And I said, yes. And she said, are you sure? And I said, absolutely. Please. Thank you.
Dang.
And she was very upset with the whole thing.
Well, you know what's cool. You're hip.
Hey,
you're a fun mom.
Thank
you're a cool mom.
You. I'm a fun mom who accidentally ate an old bagel and cream cheese today.
How old was it?
I don't know.
And was the cream cheese also old or just the bagel?
Uh-oh. So the cream cheese was a little watery in the tub.
and you still went for it.
I mixed it all up and slathered it on an old bagel, which I didn't know the date because the date was on the twisty tie, but the twisty tie was nowhere to be found. And then I was like, I'll toast it all up and I'll get rid of the hardness.
Was it at least tasty?
No. It was kind of chewy and crunchy. And I mean, I guess the cream cheese was fine. I don't know what I'm doing to myself.
Not taking care of yourself, it sounds like.
Lord Jesus, she is not.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I was looking at your Instagram the other day, and you went to a party without me?
Yeah.
How was it?
it was nice. It was actually a couple weeks ago. I'm late on posting it because I didn't have all the photos for it.
Oh, but wow. So a couple weeks ago, you went to a party. I didn't know about it. And then
it was for Lionsgate to celebrate all the Lionsgate shows. So Home Economics people were there, and not even all of them.
Oh,
and
okay.
Also, I told you about this.
Oh, you did?
I sure
Never
did.
Never mind.
You go to parties without me.
I know. I'm sorry. I do go to parties without you. But I think about you all the time.
Okay.
When I'm at said parties without you, I'm thinking about you.
Like you're thinking about like what I'm doing or like what it would be like if I was there or what are you thinking about specifically?
I go, what would it be nice? What would it be like to talk to my friends this year right now at this party that she's not at?
Well, you can find out if you invite me.
You know what? You're right. You are right. You could just be everywhere I am if I just invite you.
Yeah. And I might say no. You know, she gets sleepy, but
she does
I like
get
the
very
option.
Sleepy. I do love how confident and sleep you are. You'll leave people anywhere to go sleep.
Yeah, we had a party at my house the other night, and it was so fun. And it was like 11 and people were still hanging. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I went right into bed. And people just hung out in my living room.
It was a day party that turned into a night party. And then sometimes that transition really hits you and you're like, I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, I was full of a lot of champagne, some drugs, and the sun. The sun was beating down.
The sun will fucking take it out of you.
Mm-hmm. So it was time for bed. But I was like, you can stay. I'm tapping out.
The last time I had a party at my house, I got shit faced and had a very hard time cleaning up.
Ooh.
Parties are hard.
Parties are hard. I do feel like a real adult because I had catering provide the food and I had a bartender with the bar situation. So I didn't have to do any of that stuff. And we had to clean up, but like not a lot, which was really nice.
That is nice. I think I might copy you if I ever have another party.
You should.
If I ever have another party.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Maybe I will have another party.
Yeah, have a party.
All right. Come on down to my party, everybody. Just kidding. Don't come. I don't know you.
Yeah, invite people you know.
Okay, I'll do that. What are you wearing? Is this a caftan?
Sure. Yeah, it's a long dress. Actually, I think you were with me when I bought it in Palm Springs.
I think I was too. Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. I remember when, actually, I don't remember when you bought it, but it does look familiar to me.
Yeah. It's just like a nice house gown.
I like it.
Yeah.
I need some house gowns. I don't have any good ones.
It's nice to like traipse about.
Sitting traipse about the house in your gown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thighs rub together, so I don't know. I guess if I wore a dress around my house, I'd have to wear like a little short underneath.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where like pajamas that would come in handy.
A nice little pajama set. That's
nice. A nice little pajama set, yeah.
Ooh, I love pajamas.
Yeah, we should get some matching sets.
I just feel like such an adult when I wear pajamas.
It does seem very adult. It's like, wow, you had the forethought to get a whole other outfit for bedtime?
Yeah, you have outfits for sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That's like such an afterthought for me. I'm a girl who sleeps in bathing suits and in t-shirts and in underwear.
But you can add to it.
You can add clothing. Yeah, I tried. I think I slept naked. No. I slept in shorts the other day and my titties were just flopping around and it felt wild.
But did it feel like a little free?
I don't know. I was wearing a sweatshirt and I got so hot. So then I had to take that sweatshirt off and let them be free. But sometimes pools of sweat happen under my titties.
Yeah, that happens when you get hot.
Yeah, and that's not for me.
Can I tell you about this dream I had the other night? Please. It was actually the night of the party. I dreamt that my man hooked up with somebody at the party in our bedroom while the party was still happening.
Wow.
And then I found out because I like saw some used condoms on the floor. And then it was a dream within a dream. So then I woke up from that dream. But I was still dreaming in actuality. And then I talked to my man and was like, hey, I had this crazy dream that you hooked up with our friend in our bed while the party was going on. Crazy, right? And he's like, haha, yeah, wild. And like was avoiding eye contact and avoiding answering the question.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't like this. And he was like, no, we didn't hook up, but there were vibes and I should have told you. And I'm not going to hook up with her because I don't want another kid. And I was like, another kid?
Another kid?
And he was like, yeah, I have a son in Texas. I told you. And I was like, no, you didn't.
In Texas?
And then I woke up. Because now this is the second time I've woken up and I was like, well, this something must be real. My perception was all over the place. And I was like, we have to talk about this. And so when he finally woke up and I was like, hey, I had two dreams about you. I need you to answer some questions. And he was like, none of this is true.
So he doesn't have kids in Texas?
No, he doesn't have kids in Texas that he knows of. Maybe I'm seeing something.
How wild would that be to date someone and then they like have a long lost kid from somewhere? That's crazy.
That would be very wild. Yeah. What would you do? Would you stay?
Oh, I would definitely stay, but I'd be like, the kid can't live with us. We could
send the situation
treats.
Though. What if the baby mama like, you know, loses custody or dies or something, and it's like,
oh
actually
God.
Now you have to take care of this kid.
What are you, Lifetime? I don't want to do any of this shit. I guess. I mean, I can't turn my back on a child that's the seed of somebody I love. So I guess I would take care of them and they could call me Nicole.
Yeah.
How old are they?
11.
Oh, yeah. Come on over. Come on over, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're talking, you're walking, you can feed yourself. I can leave you home alone. You can help with the dog. You know, it's great.
Okay, what if there are two?
Oh, my God. All right. I can leave you alone. You can help with the dog. Come on over. Come on over, baby.
What if they were 21?
Oh, absolutely. Come on over. Like, you have to go get a job and you have to help support the house.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Yeah, I think any age, you're welcome to come on in. Do you want to hear my dream that I had today?
I do.
So I woke up at 8. That's when my alarm went off. And then I was like, okay, I got to go walk Clyde. But I was like, I better sleep till 10. So then I
better sleep till 10. Better make that dog wait for 2 more hours.
I mean, he wasn't hitting me, so he was fine. So I went back to sleep. And then I was filing papers for the longest time.
Wow.
And I kept saying out loud, I'm done filing. I don't want to file anymore. And then someone pushed me down and said, you'll do it. And I don't, it was like a dark person, not like a black person, just like an ominous like figure. Like a cloaked hooded person. And then I woke up and I was like, I have to file. And I was like, wait, no, this is life. I'm not filing shit.
Ooh, interesting.
Does that mean I'm going to become a secretary?
I don't think that's what that means.
Because I maybe, don't want to be one.
Maybe you're stressed about organizing something.
That sounds about right. I did all of my laundry and my clothes are just piled. High as can be on a chair next to my bed. It's hard to organize.
It is, yeah. I have a laundry bag on the floor right now.
Yeah.
From, I think, 2 days ago. But it's just towels. It's not urgent.
No, it's not. I also just need to, like, purge some clothing. I have a lot of fucking clothing.
Yeah.
I love clothes.
Clothes are nice. They're fun.
They are nice.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey, you want to take a quiz?
Yeah, let's take a quiz.
Let's take a nice little quiz.
Just a nice little quiz.
Just a cute little quizy poo.
Just a happy little quiz.
Just a nice little quiz.
Oh, there are 6 types of friendship. Which one's yours?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to take a quiz. Guess what I discovered on BuzzFeed? So I was like roaming around on BuzzFeed, just like bipping and bopping. I discovered a list of moments that Justin Timberlake was problematic.
Uh-oh.
And there's...
Is it a long list?
There's like 20 things on it. Oh, and no. There was a part of it where it was like, that time Justin Timberlake impersonated Rihanna's mother. So Rihanna, Robin Fenty's mother gave him an award. And he goes, isn't Rihanna's mom so cute? And then he's like, oh, yeah. And then he does her accent. And it's like so strange and not okay. Wait, Kimmy, can you find that video? Let's cancel Justin Timberlake.
Damn. It came right up.
And it gives you a time mark or a time stamp.
On stage, she was presented the award by her mom, and it was just such a heartwarming moment. She said that Rihanna always takes even negative situations and finds the positive in them. And just like Rihanna, her mom has a very distinctive accent, as they're from the Barbados.
And I mean, it's amazing how you always manage to take the good from all your experiences. I'm so blessed to be a part of this historic moment.
And then Justin Timberlake, when he won his 3rd award, got up and just started his speech saying, how cute was Rihanna's mom.
How cute Rihanna's mom is? How cute Rihanna's mom is! She's so proud of the icon.
It was so heartwarming.
Oh boy.
But we wanted...
Why did he do that? They're so unnecessary.
I don't know, but those 2 white women just went so heartwarming.
Oh,
isn't that wild?
That's really weird.
Can you imagine doing that just in front of so many people?
I mean, I'm sure at the time people
it was
were like,
2013.
Which does seem like that should be unacceptable, but that's almost 10 years ago.
I guess. I wonder what 10 years from now we're going to be like, I can't believe people did that.
I can't believe people dressed up as animals. That's so fucking rude.
I can't believe Postmates had a bottom friendly menu. Did you see that?
Oh, I did see that. That's insane. And I can't believe it's real.
I think it's so funny.
I mean, kind of considerate, but.
Kind of, but they put like greasy pizza there. I was like, that's not bottom friendly.
Is it to like clean you out? To like,
oh, I guess.
Shit your brains out?
You'll eat that pizza and shit on out. You won't even need to, what's it called? Douche your butt.
Happy pride to us all.
Happy pride. And then Lane Bryant's got Juneteenth underwear that they very quickly pulled off their website But guess who didn't forget Lane Bryant? Your former employee who has a vendetta. Imagine that conversation. Should we put happy Juneteenth on a pair of panties and slide them onto a black woman? It's a crazy conversation.
Why would you make any holiday underwear? It's all like, I don't see like the look. I mean, maybe there's luck of the Irish panties. I don't know. But
probably
just a weird move in general.
Yeah. Especially one that's like about slavery.
Yeah.
There's no President's Day panties, I don't think.
Veterans Day.
Memorial Day.
Honor the troops with your ass.
That's pretty funny.
All right, let's take this quiz.
Hell yeah.
The following questions can apply to either one person or a whole group of friends. Whichever you choose, just keep the same person slash people in mind throughout the whole quiz for the best results. If you want to make sure this is truly accurate, pass this test along to your friends and compare your answers. Let's get started.
How many people are in your friend group, including yourself?
Just me and my BFF.
3, 4, 5 to 7,
8 to 10,
11 plus.
Just me and my BFF.
We're our own friend group?
Yeah. Did you not hear the instructions that I read earlier?
No.
So we're answering questions based on who we're thinking about, who we want to answer, like what friend group we are. So
I'm thinking
if we want
you.
Just the two of us. Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Just me and my BFF.
Awesome. How often do you talk?
Every day.
Every few days?
At least once a week.
At least once a month?
We talk sporadically.
Once every few months?
I'm going to say once every few months.
That's not
I'm
true
just
at
kidding.
All.
It's every day.
It's every day.
That's not true.
That's not true. You're lying, Nicole. Do you and your BFFs have a name for your friend group?
No.
Something simple like squad?
Yes, it's all of our names combined.
Yes, it's an inside joke.
Yes, we have multiple names.
We've had 65 different names at this point.
I'm an adult. I'm not naming my friendship groups.
Yeah.
Who does although that?
We do have a skate gang, although it's like based off of actual activity.
Yeah, because we're roller skating and we're a gang and we're gonna kill. and I'm so sad I'm gonna miss skate gang activities.
I know, although it doesn't seem like there's enough people to do it, so I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Know what, I'm just gonna organize a day a couple weeks from now and we're gonna do it.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, we don't call ourselves anything.
We don't. So no.
Should we? Chicole?
Oh boy. Oh no.
Chicole?
But also like shuh. That's the middle of my name.
Sakol. Sakol?
Nashir.
Ew, these are interesting names. Wait, okay, hold on. Shikol?
You just repeating the same thing. You're like, let's see. Shikol?
I have a friend where when we get into arguments, they're like, you repeat yourself. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I guess this is a very good example of that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay, wait. Nashir, you said that.
I'm sure you can think of one other option. I'm sure.
Zabir,
okay.
Bayeta.
Bameda.
Boy, that's hard. It's really hard to combine names.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we don't do that. Have you ever been in a friend group where they've named themselves?
No, I don't think so.
I think I've mentioned it before on this podcast, but my friend group was called CK Len.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in one called like HB Diamonds or something. I don't fucking know.
No,
that wasn't it. That couldn't have been. Diamonds is a lot of people. It's a lot of letters.
Yeah.
Because it was an acronym for our names.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where do you usually hang out?
At school.
At one of our houses.
Just online.
At work.
At a bar or restaurant.
Anywhere and everywhere, 2BH.
I feel like we're usually at a bar or a restaurant.
We're usually at school. I'm going to say any
and not
and
even our school. We just go to some other school.
We just hang out in school parking lots. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, Sashir, not bars and restaurants. Why are you limiting us? It's any and everywhere, TBH. We go anywhere and everywhere, TBH.
I would love for that to be true. But TBH, I feel like we always just go to a bar or restaurant or our houses. Where else do we go? We're not going to amusement parks. We're not going to the mall. We've been to Mexico.
We've been to Italy. We've been to parks.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been to sidewalks. We've been to cars. So we have been everywhere you could possibly be.
Yeah, you're so right. I don't know. I don't know why.
Malls. Boats.
Yeah, boats for sure. Okay, everywhere. We've been everywhere.
Taxis, subways. You made me get on the subway last time I was in New York, and boy, was it disgusting.
I'm so sorry.
I still have a Metro card.
And it'll still be in use for the next couple of years.
You're right. Thank you for making me buy a Metro card. Which of these words most closely fits the vibe of your friend group?
Funny.
Lifelong.
Supportive.
Casual.
Family.
Iconic. Lifelong.
Yeah, I was gonna say lifelong too.
I'll never get rid of you. You'll never get rid of me. No matter how hard you try. It was a curse a witch put on us. Imagine, oh my God. Imagine there was a little old witch before we were born who was like,
I can't tell which one's your laugh.
I know. I got confused. She's like, I'm going to make those girls fret.
These are like nice curses.
Yeah, it's a really nice witch.
One of your friends just recently had a bad breakup. What do you do?
Call, text to see if they're okay.
Order them takeout for dinner.
Invite them to a party or club.
Show up at their home with ice cream.
Make them the perfect breakup playlist.
Devise a plan to get back at their ex for hurting them.
Okay. Me personally, I would show up at your home, not with ice cream, but with like lukewarm water or like wine or something. And then we would devise a plan to get back at your ex for hurting them. And then you'd be like, it's fine. We don't have to do that. And I'd be like, okay, do you want to just drink your lukewarm water or your wine?
This sounds very accurate. Mm-hmm. I would show up at your home with ice cream because you
That would make me so happy. Yesterday, ice cream is the only thing I ate besides nuts. It didn't sound insane in my head. It sounded fully unhinged when I said that out loud.
Also, the way you said it. Yesterday, the only thing I ate was ice cream or nuts.
I had Cold Stone Creamery and almonds yesterday. That was my dinner. Off the top of your head, do you know all their birthdays?
No, I don't.
No, but they're all on my calendar.
I know like half of them.
I know most of them, I think.
Yes, 100%.
I know everyone's birth chart by heart. I know yours.
I know your birth chart as well.
I know your birthday.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. We know each other's birthday. Mm-hmm.
5/6.
August 29th. Which of the following sounds most like something you would do together?
Have a sleepover.
Go to a concert.
Have a 6-hour phone conversation.
Have a dinner party.
Go on a spontaneous road trip.
Have a throwback movie marathon.
I think have a 6-hour phone conversation.
Yeah, that's the most likely. We've done all of these, but
yes,
the most frequent is the 6-hour long phone conversation.
We love to talk.
We just love gabbing with each other.
Yum, 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 yum.
How deep do your conversations get?
Pretty surface level.
We just send memes back and forth.
We only have deep conversations once in a while.
Pretty deep. We talk about very personal things.
They know everything about me.
We have simultaneous existential crises a lot.
Wow. We're both in therapy, so we don't have that issue.
No.
I think you know almost everything about me.
Almost? What do I not know? What are you not telling me?
I mean, there's nothing specifically that I'm withholding, but I'm sure an incident happened when I was 6 or 10 that you don't know about.
Well, you better figure out what it is and tell me.
I mean, yeah, I think you know everything about me.
Okay, I was going to say, you know everything about me, too.
I think my favorite thing is we've had some pretty, like, fucked up conversations on beaches.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Something about those waves.
Just really lull the wildness out of you. Okay, how many pictures do you and your friends have together?
None.
Like literally 5, and none of them are good.
Some, but not a lot.
We have a good number of them.
A lot?
So many I can't even count them. I mean, we have a lot of pictures together.
We have a lot of pictures together. I say we could have more.
Would you like to take more pictures with me?
Yeah.
I'd like to take more pictures with you.
Yay.
Yay. I like that picture we took at your special where I was just creeping in the background.
That was very funny. I don't know why you were crunched like that.
I don't know.
Just like a nice, pretty picture of my friends smiling, and then you're in the back like a little gremlin hunched over with your fingers in the air.
I don't know why. Just having
funny.
A nice time. Okay. Have you ever fought?
No.
Yes, but not a big fight.
We have small, petty disagreements often.
We've had a few fights over the years.
We've had 1 or 2 big blow-ups.
Yes, 3 or more big fights, but we always make up. I feel like we've had like 1 or 2 incidences where the other person didn't feel good, but it wasn't necessarily a fight.
Yeah, we've never like had like a yelling
Mm-mm.
argument with each other.
And I've never tried to hit you.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God you have not done that. I've also never tried to hit you.
Which is truly a blessing for me. I'd be so sad if I saw your fist swinging at me.
That'd be really awful. I guess
yes, but not a big fight.
Yeah. Yeah, because we also don't have petty disagreements.
No, I feel like somebody will say something and then you just go, oh, okay.
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 And finally, how are your friends saved in your phone contacts?
Interesting, their full name.
Just their name or their nickname.
Their name and a series of related emojis.
An inside joke.
Something funny or sweet.
I don't have their numbers saved.
How is that your friend?
Well, maybe they're like internet friends.
Interesting.
Or a new friend.
I had changed your name to your code name for a hot second, and then I didn't like it, so I changed it back to your name. It's your full name.
Oh, great. Yours is also your full name. But it also feels like we should have something else.
It,
right?
Well, now I feel like weird that we don't have it as something else.
I know, but I don't call you anything else. It's not like
no, I call you Sashir Zameda.
I call you Nicole Michelle Byer.
And I couldn't imagine you calling me. Yeah, we don't have nicknames.
No.
I don't think we're nicknamed people.
I don't think so either.
Wait, does somebody else give you nickname? Oh my God, that sentence. I won't fix it. Does somebody else give you a nickname?
I have a couple college friends that have a nickname for me, but they're the only ones who say that nickname. And then my man has nicknames for me, but that's like terms of endearment.
Mm.
But yeah, that's it, I think.
I have a couple friends who call me Nick or Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
But truly, it's like three people. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, your full name saved in my phone. The friends Ooh. Who are basically siblings. We got the same thing because we did it together and
and answered exactly the same.
You and your bestie are so close.
You consider them family.
You know each other better than anyone else.
Oh, God. And are always together.
You're just as comfortable
at your house as they are in their own.
And your parents pretty much consider them to be their own children.
Two.
You've had your fair share of ups and downs
over the years.
But
you love them to the moon and back, no matter what.
I don't
You're
know why
stopping
that's one
in
of
the
my...
most random places.
It's one of my favorite gums.
It is very funny.
It makes me too.
I think that's accurate.
I think that's accurate
family.
Too. You are like family, and I love your mother. And I'm sure if my mother was alive, she'd like you.
I sure hope so.
Let's do a seance and see if that's true.
We could. What if she's like, no, I really hate this friendship. You're a bad influence on each other.
No, that wouldn't be. You're like responsible and stuff. She'd be like, oh my God, be more like her. And I'd be like, Mom, I'm my own woman. How dare you bully me from the grave?
You can't sass your mom like that.
Oh, you're right. She is in the grave. Gotta be respectful once they're gone.
You got it.
That's what they say. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Should we answer some questions?
Yes, I think I'm in a good, helpful mood.
A good, helpful mood.
Kimmy, query, you're wearing a jacket. Is it cold where you are?
It's not cold, but it's cool and it gets cold in the studios. So I like to have it on. I also will wear a jacket up until about 78 to 80 degrees. So
wow,
fun
that's
fact about me. I would love to pitch a potential recurring segment on the show. Not every episode, but we are starting to get a lot of chair questions.
Chair questions.
Chair people are loving to send their chair queries to both of you, but especially Sashir.
This is very funny.
And I have a few name suggestions, and I want to pitch them to you before I bring you this chair query. I've talked to a few coworkers. We have these four options. You tell me what you like and if you like this idea. Number one, the red chair talk. Number two, the chair necessities. Number three, chariots of fire. And number four, sitting with Sashir.
Oh, actually, a nickname that you have given me is Sit-Sheer.
I laughed really hard after I said that. I almost died. I like sitting with Sit-Sheer.
I do too.
Great. All right. This is officially known as Sitting with Sit-Sheer.
Sitting with Sit-Sheer.
Let me share our most recent question.
Okay. Hi, Sashiri and Nicole and Kimmy and Jordan. And I love everyone on this podcast. And huge shout out to Clyde. Okay. So I have a one bedroom apartment and I have two chairs that I love. One is my first piece of furniture that I bought. And it's a cute little zebra, no arm chair. It's a little chase. It's super cute. And then I have a chair from IKEA that I bought as a more suitable chair that is not as comfortable, but looks more adult. My question is, I'm getting a sectional. I have a one bedroom apartment. I can only keep one chair. Do I keep the love, the zebra, or do I keep the sensible, the IKEA? This is the question I need answered. I love you two both so, so, so much. I love you. Bye.
I mean, without thinking, get rid of IKEA, keep the zebra.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because if you're getting a sectional, there's already practical seating options mm-hmm. available. So you can have a fancy, fun one that can be decoration. But also, you can sit in it. It is a chair.
Yeah. And I don't know. Getting rid of something zebra print sounds like a crime.
Yeah, you'll feel bad. You'll be like, yeah. I used to have a really fun chair, but it's not here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think zebra is like good and it's not too cartoony because I often dream about buying a shoe and lip like chair. But I don't think I can go that far and get them.
You don't?
I don't know. I don't want to like live in a fun house. I want to like
Nicole,
at least be like a little
look
adult
behind
like,
you. Huh? Look behind you.
Look. My hot pink couch, my pussy sign, my ghost poster, my wall of shoes. You're right. I could probably get a lip chair. Where would I put it though? Maybe I will get a lip chair.
Get a lip chair.
Wow. Thank you, caller. You've inspired me to get a lip chair.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep that zebra chair. And also, maybe you can fit both chairs. You really like to get both rid of both chairs? Keep the chairs. Keep all the chairs. Keep the sectional.
So she,
I believe in you. You can figure this
but
out.
What if
I'm
they
sure.
Don't have I guess. Okay, here's what I think. Put the chair, the IKEA chair, in your bedroom, and that's your yeah. putting on shoe chair.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe like in the kitchen. Is this your breakfast nook chair? Yeah, there's a kitchen. There has to be.
A breakfast nook chair.
Don't you eat and sit down at the same time?
I wish you had just.
Or do you stand above the
don't
sink?
You eat? Don't you
eat? Don't you eat? Eat?
I do. I sit in a chair at a table and I eat.
Yeah. So maybe you use that chair for that.
Okay. You're right. Put it in your kitchen, gal.
Maybe this segment can be called Sit Sheer with the Chair.
You liked that.
Sit Sheer with the Chair.
I love how much you love it, and that's absolutely what it has to be called. I'm very supportive.
Cheer.
Yay, okay, great.
Oh, that's
funny.
I love a pun.
You do love a pun.
I do. I really do. Do you have any other questions?
Puns are tough. Nope, that's it. If you have a call, a query about a chair, just kidding. Okay,
this an email.
Is this is an email. Hey Sashir, hey Nicole. Oh, I'm in a bit of a pickle. I have this friend, my closest friend really, and she's in love with a married man but complains that he forgets to make time for her. I'm tired of it. Don't get me wrong, I love listening to her relationship problems, but this one particularly I don't like hearing about every day, how they only get to fuck in the bathroom at the restaurant or in the back of her car because he's an ex-felon who just got out of prison and is on probation. I'm sure that the backseat fucking is not because he's an ex-felon who just got out of prison. But that's what this is what our friend's making it sound like.
Yeah, because he's an ex-felon.
Because he's an ex-felon, okay. He has to fuck in the back of her car.
Interesting.
So seeing her, you go.
So seeing her in love with a broke married man just upsets me. But when I do mention anything about it, she just ignores it. How do I tell her in a nice way that I don't want to hear about him anymore or just deal with the consequences because she knows what she got herself into? Thanks. Love you guys. Friend who's fed up.
I think normally I'd be like, cut her off. Be like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. You could just be annoying and be like, you know what I'm going to say before you say anything. So then she's like, I know. Then you don't have to say anything. But then I guess it doesn't stop her from saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why don't you want to listen to it anymore? How scandalous.
And yeah, it sounds dramatic.
Felon who has to fuck her in the back of her car, who's married, who's poor.
This is free entertainment.
Yeah. Take her story and write a script. Or don't tell her about it. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Don't steal a story.
As long as she's not like entrenching this man in her life, like she's not like housing him or paying for things. It's fine. She's just getting dick down in the back seat. I mean, it's like, of course, it's not great marriage wise, but
or
other
comfort
than that
wise.
Well, maybe she prefers that. Maybe because he's an ex felon, he needs tight quarters to fuck in. He doesn't understand a full bed.
Ooh, that's funny. And we're not laughing at ex-convicts. We're laughing at our system that makes them accustomed to small spaces. It's fucked up. Have you ever fucked in the back of a car this year?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Me either.
Yeah, I just don't.
Wait, no, that's an absolute lie. I fucked a cab driver. What am I talking about?
That actually did pop into my head, and I was like, maybe she doesn't want to talk about it.
I guess I just have never fucked anyone not in their workplace in the back of a car.
I only fuck when they're on the job, when they're on the clock.
That's funny that I thought that.
I guess I haven't had full intercourse. Oral sex has happened in the back of a car.
I blew someone in the back of a car. Oh my God. I left Jumbo's clown room with this dude and was blowing him in the back of this Uber. It was like a Honda Civic. My head was in the driver's back seat. He just went, please stop.
Yeah, there's no barrier there. It's not
one. Yeah, and this is before COVID, so there wasn't even like a sheet. Like one of them like fucking little barrier things.
Classic things.
Oh my God, he was so upset. And I did respect it. I was like, I'm sorry about that.
Oops, my bad. Got a little ahead of myself.
I love how we've not answered this question, but what a walk down memory lane.
Well, okay, so sometimes people make bad decisions and this person's still your friend and they probably do need to vent about it in some sort of way. And I think it would be helpful for you to at least know what's happening, because if she does get into a dangerous situation, you can like at least be aware of it or advise her not to go further. But with the information we have now, yes, she's fucking a married man and that sucks big time. But other than that, she's not hurting herself, or I guess she's like breaking her own heart. But I don't know. It's just, I think I would rather know what you were doing than not. I think I'd rather know. Yeah. Where you were going with this ex-con, with this ex-felon. And what, you know, just keep me updated on what's happening with the relationship as opposed to don't tell me anything.
Yeah. Also think about it from their perspective. Maybe he's in a bad marriage that he's trying to get out of and he actually loves your friend and maybe this is going to be their happily ever after. I think you have to think about why you don't want to hear about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Are you being the morality police? Because I think we get into like that a little bit where it's like, well, who are you to judge? You may do things that your friend doesn't like. I too would like, Sashir, if you were running around with a married man who is an ex-felon, fucking in back seats of Teslas, I would want to know.
Thank you.
Because I love the juice. And I just got to make sure you're safe.
Totally. Yeah. Just because people make bad decisions doesn't mean they're bad people. This is still your friend and you still love them. So maybe be an open listening ear for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen to your friend talk about fucking.
Listen to your friend when she's fucking an ex-felon. Listen to your friend when she's in the backseat. She doesn't know where she's going, and she doesn't know why. Listen to your friend before he tells her goodbye.
That was good, Sashir. That was to listen to your heart, right?
It was. You knew it exactly. You knew exactly what was going on.
Wow. It's the first time in the whole world that I sang something on a melody. I've had 2 singing lessons.
Hey, hey. She's so getting it.
Guess who could sing almost me?
Ooh, another email.
You want to start
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I will. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I love you both. It's your
show. I will.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I love you both. And your show has really made this so-called life during this dumbass pandemic funnier and lighter. So thank you for that. I have a situation where I'd love to ask for advice, and it's a little time sensitive. Hope that's okay. So I'm in my early 30s, and I just had a baby recently. Obviously, friendships during the pandemic have really been strained, and adding a baby into the mix is challenging. One of my very best friends, who I have been friends with in high school, did something recently that really hurt me. I'm going to try to break it down, but it's a little complicated, so bear with me.
My friend, let's call her Cassie, recently became engaged to her boyfriend. We will call him Grant. I adore Grant and think they are so great together. They announced that they're going to move to Europe and have a destination wedding later this year or potentially next year if everything works out with COVID. I definitely wanted to try and make it and potentially bring the baby. I know it's ambitious, but I would have my husband with me and thought it could also be a fun vacation. Fast forward to last week. Her and I have been texting per usual, mostly about her move and trying to plan when she would come meet my newborn and spend some time together before she leaves. We live about 2 hours away from each other, so not a far drive. Then I'm feeding my baby and I get a text from her pretty much saying,
I've been trying to find the right way to tell you this, but Grant and I got married in a super small last minute backyard wedding 2 weeks ago. It was really casual and it was easier to get married here than it would have been when we moved to Europe. But we are planning to still have our big wedding there and hope you can come. She also sent along pictures of their local small wedding. My first response was that I was very happy for them, but then I was super sad about it and asked why she didn't tell me and invite me to be there. She was a bridesmaid in my wedding, and we were, like I said, best friends. She said that she didn't want to stress me out with the baby. There were lots of other people there who are our friends, and I could see them in the background of the photos. They had food and drinks and obviously partied as well. It's not like it was a small courthouse wedding. It was just their parents or something. It really hurt my feelings that she didn't invite me, and she didn't even tell me for 2 weeks as we've been talking.
I told her how I felt and said that I absolutely would have been there on the biggest day of her life. And that I would have had my husband watch the baby. I also told her that she shouldn't have assumed that because I'm now a mom that I'm a different person or that my priorities are somehow completely different. My baby, of course, is the most important priority right now, but my friendships will always be a priority in my life as well. She said that she was really sorry via text and that I was right, and she shouldn't have assumed that I couldn't make it because of the baby, and that she should have extended the invite so I could make the decision whether I could go or not. I told her, thank you for hearing me out and for apologizing, but to be honest, I'm still super sad and bitter about it. What should I do? I feel like this has changed our dynamic, and I don't know how I can be around her without thinking about how she handled this. However, she's moving soon, and I don't know the next time I'm going to see her after she leaves. What would you two do?
Dang, that's sad.
It is sad. And, like, a wedding is a big thing. I've made choices for people before where I'm like, oh, I just thought you wouldn't like this or wouldn't want this or whatever, whatever, whatever. And then had a long talk where it was like, you shouldn't just assume what I want. and don't just assume and like make choices for me. Like, we've had the talk where you're like, I can compartmentalize when my man is home and when you call. I could either call you later or not pick up. Like, it's like, don't just not call me. But the wedding thing is tough for me to get around.
Yeah, I guess I could see the friend being like, oh, she has a baby and this baby's new and maybe she doesn't want to figure out how to come to the wedding without the baby. But like, that's way easier than now the whole family may have to go overseas for this destination wedding. Like, her going to their town courthouse or whatever is way easier for her to celebrate with her friend than now she's like, do I vacation with my kid? Do I not? Does my husband stay home? Yeah, I feel like the option should have definitely been presented. And then also, like, parents just have to figure that shit out. And that's okay. Yeah. That they made the decision to have a kid. They know this is a new responsibility for them. They may have to pay for a babysitter, like, or their parents take care of the kids. Like, they figure that out. You don't have to figure that out for them. That's a responsibility they are now taking on and recognizes that they're taking on. But that's not your decision to make for them.
I mean, also, maybe the wedding person just didn't really want a stranger at their wedding and figured she'd get to know the baby first before it came to the European wedding.
Just have a few cups of coffee with the baby before.
Yeah. So what is your deal? What are you doing here?
What are your intentions with my friend?
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if there was kids in any of the pictures. She might have wanted a no kid wedding. Suck. And that does suck, but that is like a thing. Like,
but that can also be a conversation. You invite your friend, and then your friend could ask, is it cool if I bring my baby? And then you can say, no, thanks.
No.
But I would love for you to be there. Mm-hmm. And then, again, it's up to the parent to figure out what they do.
Yeah, I think our emailer is well within their right to, like, feel however they feel, because I think their friend did them a little dirty. But I do think, on the other hand, it's like they're moving to Europe. So it's like, how angry do you want to be at this person who's going to move so far away from you?
Yeah. 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 I think the friend did a bad. Mm-hmm. The wedding friend did a bad. Mm-hmm. And that happens. Sometimes friends do bad things to their friends. And that sucks. She did apologize. It seems like she also knew she did wrong because she waited 2 weeks to tell her or show her any pictures. So, yeah. They feel bad. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, you can't hold it against them forever. And it does really suck because it is their wedding. But, like, hopefully, you know, you'll have other trips where it's just the two of you. Or they'll come back to the States and hang out with you. Or you'll take special mommy trips by yourself over there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're allowed to be mad. But I guess echoing what you just said, Nicole, of, like, how mad do you actually want to be? Do you want to be pissed at this person? You don't talk to them and you also don't see them? Or just like, okay, this hurt my feelings and hopefully you can work through it.
Yeah. Or you can be absolutely psychotic, drive to her house with a bouquet and a white dress, make her put it on and reenact a wedding for you.
Oh, no.
I did preface it by saying you could be absolutely psychotic.
And that was a psychotic scenario.
Yeah. So sure, maybe I'll do that to you one day.
You're going to force me to have a wedding?
Uh-huh. I'm going to knock on your door and be like, ding dong, bitch. Put on this white dress and say I do. Imagine.
Although, the way our friendship works, I'm probably like, okay. And then I just put it on. This is fun. What are we doing?
What are we doing? Why are we doing this? I don't know, because I want to have a nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea. Although, Sashir, if you came to my door with a white dress and told me to get married. What? Sashir? No, Sashir. Nope. Hello?
What happened?
Sashir.
Does it still work?
I hear you.
This freaking sucks.
Sashir, are you okay?
I can't hear a thing.
You can't hear me?
I think they just died.
They died?
Hold on.
Oh, no. You got to get wired headphones. Okay. You do have them. Let me just... Oh, Sashir, hurry up. Come back.
I
Oh no.
I know you're looking at me.
You don't know what I'm saying? I can hear you. You still put in. Oh, you took it out. Sashir! Oh, thank God. Oh, you still can't hear? Oh, Sashir.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, what happened? You have a shawl on. You're looking at the computer. Oh, you look old as hell. You look like a lady who doesn't understand computers. Oh, my God. Oh, Sashir! You're moving your mouth. You're not saying a word. Sashir! Oh, no. Oh, no. You're smiling so hard. You're looking around. You're holding your face now. Sashir, why can't you figure this out? What's going on? Just plug it in. Plug it into your microphone.
Oh, boy. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, wow. Where did you plug it in?
The microphone.
That was my last piece of advice I gave you.
Oh, good. That's the mission I was on, but it wasn't transferring.
For whatever reason, you looked so old. Like, you have this shawl on and you were just moving your head around, moving your mouth. It was very funny.
How do I do this? Where's I can't hear anything.
That's what it looked like. It was very funny. Well,
Did we solve that thing?
I think we did. And okay, I think great. You plugged right back in just in time for our goodbye. Well,
if you have any questions or queries, advice, or any chair questions that you want to sit sheer with Sashir, email Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com or call or text 424-645-7003. And you can even email us a voice memo if you want.
That's nice. We also have merch. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Wow, that's nice. And we have a live show at the Largo in Los Angeles on Saturday, July 16th at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to largo-la.com.
Oh my God. I was like, we're not in town. But we're not in town.
That's June next 6th. Month.
Oh next my month. God. That blew my mind. I was like, you are casually promoting something we have to cancel?
Good luck finding us.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
We did it.
We did it. All right, Sashir, from me and you, goodbye, LA, and the rest of the world. Good night.
Good night.